And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Price City Council member Lane Miller. Here to talk about culture connection. And everybody knows in the community what that means. Summer is here.
I know. Dinner in the park, music, lawn chairs. It's just a fabulous time.
So same location, same time?
Yes. Peace Garden starts at 7 o'clock. We start June 14th. It's our first event. And then we run through August. Going to have to look. August 16th. August 16th is our final one. And that's when we do the opening of the Helper Arts Festival. So Culture Connection is on Main Street in Helper.
Yeah, and you guys did that last year as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we're working on like 5 or 6 years over there. It's just a great...
It works good.
It does. It works really good.
Yeah. So you just finished up your calendar.
Yep, I did.
And
Hot
off the press, and he came and told us all about it. So give us an idea of who's going to be performing this year.
Okay, we're going to start with a couple locals. One is new. Her name is Trina Lee Hatch. Trina Lee is a music... She's going to be a music major. She's at Carbon High. I heard her sing recently at the high school. Really, really good. She'll be followed by Mary Lou Steele. She does country classics. She does International Days a lot. And then the next one will be Jeff Kilband. I don't think I have to talk much about Jeff. He's a staple, and everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah, all the ladies swoon. And yeah, it's fun. And then on June 28th, we have a band coming from the Moab area. It's called Quicksand Soup, and it's a country and western group. It's going to be a three-piece group. They play the kind of music you'd want to sit around the campfire and listen to.
Oh, fun.
I haven't seen them, but I've seen,
heard good things.
Heard them and watched their YouTube videos, and I think they'll be really different and really fun.
Something new. I think that's great.
Yep. Then on July 5th, we have the Deltas coming back. They've been here the last 3 years, I think. They play in Helper a lot. They're from California, but they're quickly becoming a real favorite here in Carbon County. And then on the 12th, we're going to do something we've never done before. Angie Murray is going to do Broadway favorites. I don't know that we've had a Broadway theme in the past.
I don't think you guys have either. No. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I know my wife loves Broadway. I'd probably go if you'd drag me. But there are a lot of good songs.
There is.
Yeah, I need to talk nice about that. And then a new group. This is one of those high energy, fun to listen to. They play all the music that'll make you get up and dance. And they're called Timeless. They're from the Wasatch Front. And then...
Is that one around the time of International Days then?
Nope. The opening of International Days is the next week. That's the 26th.
And who's going to be featured then?
That's going to be Los Hermanos de los Andes.
Oh, I like them.
They are really, really popular. And we struggled to get them this year, but we did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Because it wouldn't be Culture Connection without them.
Good point. Yeah. Yeah, they are a good cultural group, aren't they?
Yeah, I really do enjoy them.
Yeah, South American homemade instruments and Andes type music.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're fun. And then on August 2nd, I don't know if you like Michael Bublé or Frank Sinatra.
A lot of
people do. I know the guys, all the people my age love Frank Sinatra music. I'm not going to say how old I am. A guy by the name of Paul Cave, who sounds just like Frank Sinatra. If you close your eyes and think, you'd think Frank Sinatra was
really?
The, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be fun. And then a group that we have used forever, three locals, Jennifer Lopez, Christy Woodhouse, and Sherry Vlamakis will all play and sing, and they'll probably have some people that they drag with them, and that's always fun. And then for the opening of the Helper Arts Festival, I guess it's the Helper Arts and Music Festival, group out of the Wasatch Front called Route 89. They played last year. They play a lot of from 60s to today, and they're real fun to listen to.
Right.
And that goes on for the opening at the festival, and they have their gallery strolls, and you can walk Main Street and go in all the galleries and listen to the live music. And
right.
It's just a blast.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time for sure. Yeah. Well, wow, that sounds like a jam-packed summer.
It's going to be fun.
And I like that we're bringing in some new folks.
Yep.
And just a variety of different things.
New folks, old folks, locals out of the area. I think it's going to be a really fun year. And we have Market Express food coming back.
So Thursday nights is what he's saying is don't worry about dinner.
Right.
Grab
Come
your lawn chairs. Yep. Grab your lawn chairs, head on down there, listen to some music, and just have a good time.
You know, if you get there early, you can sit on what they call the grassy knoll. It's kind of the east side of the
And that's the best seats in the house?
It's raised a little, and there's lots of shade, and you can have a cold drink while you're on your chair and watch the stars, and it's just fun.
So Market Express, what kind of items will they be selling?
They have, probably, I would guess their favorite is, hard ice cream. You can buy ice cream and you can get, hot dogs and hamburgers and all the food that the Market Express stores sell.
Oh, good.
And all kinds of drinks, and they usually bring some dessert and stuff.
And reasonably priced, I'm sure, because Market's always like that.
Yes. Yeah, Gopher and Tony, did an excellent job last year, and they wanted to come back, and they were so popular that we thought, oh, why not?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great summer. Now, do you have a hand in International Days?
I am. You know what happened? Neil Breinholt retired last year,
mm-hmm.
and Neil did all this stuff. He put all the stuff together, and he left, and the city said, okay, Lane, here you go.
So how's it going?
I really appreciate Neil. How's that?
Okay.
but yes, I'm putting together the entertainment for International Days, and that's about half done, I guess. So if you're out there and you like to entertain or dance or whatever, give me a call, 820-4326, and we'll get you hooked up for International Days.
All right. All you talented people in Carbon and Emery counties.
Call me.
Yeah, give Lane a call. You never know. It could be your step to stardom.
Oh, yeah. American Idol or something's next, huh?
You never know.
You make it big in price, and there's no telling where you can go.
Exactly. All right, Lane, is there anything else you want to add?
No. I appreciate you letting me come over and yak and
talk
about the stuff that I'm passionate about. Yeah, I didn't know I was passionate about music and
until you were
guard.
In charge of this.
Yeah, until the mayor said, "Hey, do you want Kathy Hannah Smith is leaving? Will you do this?" And I thought, "Okay."
Oh, you can't say no to the mayor.
No. You know, I think I'm kind of like you. Remember the old commercial where some kids didn't like the cereal and they said, "Here, give it to Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey will do it." I think I'm the Mikey of the city council. Nobody else wants to do it.
Give it to Lane.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great summer. So I appreciate you taking time and coming and talking with us and sharing that information.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, of course. All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.